This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 377, 6 ways to describe someone's integrity in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 10 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
On today's episode, you'll find out how to make your vocabulary more specific when it comes to describing people who are honest and dishonest.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing today in New York?
Hey, Lindsay, I am good. How are you?
I am feeling great today. I'm still here at the beach and enjoying my beach weekend, but my week on the South Shore and taking up the salt air, breathing it into my lungs and feeling good.
Good.
It's good for the soul.
Absolutely. Good. I'm so glad you're enjoying.
I know. And you know what else is good for the soul, Michelle? It's good to be around people that you can trust.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I completely agree. It's very important.
Yeah. It's like you feel like you can let go.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a trustworthy friend around you, you know, you can trust them and they'll keep your secrets and you can kind of relax into life a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think it gives you peace of mind when you can trust someone.
Exactly. So, Michelle, today we're talking about this specific personality type, someone who is honest or dishonest, mm-hmm. right? So for our listeners, a few weeks ago in episode 371, we talked about very nuanced ways to describe someone who is mean or not nice, mm-hmm. right? So guys, in these episodes, we're going into some real depth on how to make your vocabulary words more interesting and more specific, because we know that at your level, this is what you need. If you're taking the IELTS exam and you want to get a 7 or higher, for example, this is what you need. You need to go deeper into these vocabulary words, and adjectives are a great way to do that by describing someone with more depth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Michelle, I love this quote. I want to throw out a quote today to get started. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. I want to hear.
All right. So here it is. Trust your hunches. They're usually based on facts filed away just below the conscious level.
Ooh.
We're getting so psychological today.
That's deep. Definitely.
That's a quote from a psychologist, Joyce Brothers. She was an American psychologist and she contributed to a newspaper column back in the 50s and the 60s. But I like that expression, trust your hunches. What is a hunch?
It's kind of like your feeling, your gut feeling.
A gut feeling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a hunch, right? We say, mm-hmm. or I had a hunch. I had a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Your body is telling you something.
Yeah. A couple of episodes back, Michelle, you used the word inkling. I like that too. It's kind of a feeling, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Inkling is very similar to a hunch. Yeah. This, you know, your instincts.
An instinct, a sense of feeling. I think I know what's going to happen. So according to this particular psychologist, we should trust our hunches. Do you usually trust your hunches when you're around someone who is maybe not so dishonest? And do you trust that gut feeling that makes you feel, oh, this person, maybe I can't trust this person?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think I do. I do trust my hunches on that. I don't think I trust my hunches like on everything in life. I usually question myself 80,000 times. But as far as like, as whether or not I can trust people, I think I do.
Well,
how about you?
Yeah. No, I think I need to get better at trusting my hunches. I remember once I was backpacking in Latin America and we were traveling through a busy market and I had tied my shoes to the back of my backpack, which is really dumb.
Oh.
And, you know, I wanted to untie them and put them in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend was rushing me and she said, no, don't worry. It's fine. What happened? Half an hour later, my shoes were gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they had been cut off of my bag. And of course, I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. Like, I had this hunch and I just didn't trust myself. So, you know,
hindsight is
2020. And if you guys want to learn more about that expression, you can go back to episode 376 from yesterday and we cover that expression, hindsight is 2020. But Michelle, today let's get deeper into this personality type. Okay. First of all, how do we describe someone who is dishonest, but in a more nuanced way? Let's throw out three different words that we could use to describe this type of person.
Okay, so we have sneaky.
Sneaky. Good. Okay, what's the second one that we want to cover today?
Manipulative.
Manipulative. I like that. And
deceptive.
Deceptive. So what's the difference between these three terms? So sneaky, Michelle, how is that different from manipulative? What do you think?
I think of manipulative as controlling.
Yeah. Kind of psychologically controlling,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. I think it's more psychological. Sneaky could be, but maybe not. But manipulative is like a real mind game.
Yeah, mind game, right? People understand the human mind. This type of person who's manipulative, they understand the human mind and they try to manipulate your mind.
And so that you know, they can control what you do.
Totally. They're controlling. It's about psychological control. But sneaky to me reminds me more of something like a child would do. Like the child is sneaky. They're not totally honest. Maybe they try to grab some extra cake batter from the bowl, right? Or something worse, but it's less about the psychology. It's more about the little actions, little sneaky actions.
Right, right. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And deceptive, what's that?
Deceptive is kind of like not being truthful in a way, but acting as if you're truthful. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's just more like hiding things.
Yeah,
right? Being
exactly.
Deceptive is just someone who
to deceive someone, to lead someone in the wrong direction.
Exactly. So Michelle, let's throw these three adjectives into a little conversation here, so our listeners can see how we use them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So Michelle, when you were a kid, I mean, did you have any friends who were kind of sneaky?
Were you sneaky? I don't know. I guess I was sneaky in the way that I always wanted to stay up late. And so I was always like the sneaky friend that was like, I would sleep over at my friends' houses and then I would, you know, their parents would say, oh, go to sleep. And I was always the one to be kind of sneaky so that they wouldn't know that we were still awake.
No, so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Bad kid.
Crazy Michelle. I know.
All right.
What about you?
Yeah, I guess I had a few friends who were kind of sneaky, and I feel like I've even had some adult friends who unfortunately have remained sneaky into their adult lives, which I think is really bad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, by the time you're an adult, you've learned to be honest.
Yeah.
And hopefully you've grown out of that sneakiness that you had as a kid. So by the time they're adults and they're sneaky, they're just deceptive, right?
Right. Right.
If you are still preparing for the IELTS exam alone, there's a better way to do it. When you join the 3Keys IELTS Success System, you get access to our private Facebook group where you can ask us questions about the IELTS exam anytime you want. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com to get your first 3 days for $1. See you there. Yeah, exactly. So, Michelle, what do you usually do if you end up in a conversation with someone and you realize that person is manipulative, that they're trying to manipulate you? What do you do?
That's a great question. What do I usually do? I guess I would try and, you know, let them know that they're not going to be able to control me or walk all over me. So I would just kind of either ignore it and say, you know, I'm doing this. Thanks for the advice, though, or something like that. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to be assertive, right? So to let them know that you see what they're doing,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And just to not go along with it. I mean, I think some people have a real knack. That's a good expression, to have a knack, mm-hmm, for something, for controlling people. Psychologically, it's a little bit scary. I feel like there have been great movies made based on main characters that have been very manipulative. I can't think of any now, but I bet our listeners have some good examples.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they often try to find a way to twist what you say and put it towards their benefit. Right. So I just stay away from them. I mean, you know that famous quote, Michelle, I'm not going to ask you for it, but I'll throw it out there. I mean, we're the average of the four people we spend the most time with. So
that's your quote. Know, that's like your that's favorite quote.
I like that quote.
It is a good quote.
I like that quote. So I don't really spend any time with people who are manipulative, honestly. So, yeah. I mean, that's really the answer, I think, is to get away from them.
Yeah.
But guys, you can use these three words. You don't need to just say that someone is dishonest, right? Dishonest is our umbrella term today. But if we want to be more specific and bring our English to the next level, we can use these three words: sneaky, manipulative, and deceptive. Michelle, let's go to the good stuff. Let's talk about something positive.
I like that. Yeah. Well, let's stay on the positive side.
I mean, when we talk about someone who is honest, so honest is the umbrella term. What are three words that we can use to describe someone who is honest?
Trustworthy.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good one.
Loyal.
Yeah.
And dependable.
All right. So these don't all exactly mean honest, but I think they can fall under this umbrella term of just a good person that we can rely on, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, how do you know when someone's trustworthy, Michelle?
I think I know someone's trustworthy when they can keep a secret, or when you, maybe not even a secret, but if I tell them something about my life and then I know that they, you know, somebody else brings it up to me, oh, I heard this, right? Then I know that I can't really trust that person, right?
clearly. Like, that's an unfortunate way to find out that the person is not trustworthy, right? After the fact.
Right. Also, I think trustworthy people, they look you in the eye. They're, you know, you can kind of tell someone's lying, maybe, if they're kind of looking all around, like, right?
Well, I'm glad you said that. I mean, that's a tricky one. And that's where we run into some cultural differences here that might, for our listeners, might present a challenge, right? Because we know in different parts of the world, in parts of Asia or different other cultures, looking someone in the eye is a sign of disrespect or not respecting authority, right? Mm. So that's where, when we come to the U.S. and if we're not looking someone in the eye here in the U.S., we might interpret that as dishonesty or not being trustworthy. But in our listeners' home cultures, it might mean something different. It might mean that they're trying to respect the person. Mm-hmm. Can you see how, I can see how this could create a problem. But yeah, here in American culture, not looking someone in the eye indicates that something's wrong. Either you're not trustworthy or you're not confident or something along those lines, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So how about the term, dependable. What about that one?
So I mean, well, I want to know. I know that you work with tutors a lot. So what are the qualities that you look for in tutors?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm doing another round of interviewing now and I'm getting a lot of applications and it's a lot of work to sift through these tutor applications, right? Mm-hmm. So some of the things, Michelle, that I look for, they have to be professional, they have to have experience, and they need to be dependable. But unfortunately, I can't find out if they're dependable until after I give them a student.
Right, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes, you never know, right?
Yeah. So that's why I tend to go back and hire the same tutors again and again, because I know that they're dependable, that I can depend on them. They're going to show up and meet the student when the appointment is scheduled for, and that they're not going to just disappear on me.
Mm. Have you ever had a tutor just like disappear?
I've had a tutor not show up to meet a student once, that was just terrible because it just turned out really bad in the end. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. I bet that was very frustrating.
It was really bad. Yeah.
So dependable tutors are very important, and just, it's important to be dependable in any part of your profession, you know?
Absolutely. And it's also important to be loyal. I mean, Michelle, do you think it's a good idea when it comes to online dating to put on your profile that you're a loyal person? Do you think that's an attractive thing to write in a profile, or do you think it's kind of a little too deep for just an online profile? What do you think?
I think that if I saw that in a profile, I would think loyal equals clingy. Right?
That's funny. What is clinging?
Clinging
mean?
Is
That's
like they're one. Like attached to you all the time. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And I feel like it almost could be like a euphemism for clingy, you know?
I like that interpretation. I mean, the way I would have answered that is that I think sometimes people put on their online dating profile what they actually want to be. So maybe they're not loyal, but they're trying to be loyal.
Oh, like they're so overcompensating.
Yeah, someone who's cheated in the past might say that they're loyal. These are just our philosophies and our theories. But someone who's loyal is someone who, I mean, a dog is loyal, right? A dog will come to you. Exactly. Like if you call your dog to come to you, the dog's going to come to you and not go off to someone else if you've trained it well, right? A loyal dog and hopefully a partner's loyal too.
Right. That's true.
So we've been all across the board today, Michelle, but let's just recap the more nuanced vocabulary words that we talked about today. Okay. So what were the first three that mean dishonest? Mm-hmm.
Well, we had sneaky, manipulative. Yeah. Manipulative. That's hard.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Pronunciation practice today.
Okay. Sneaky, manipulative, and deceptive.
Yeah. So those are all different variations and nuanced versions of dishonest. Mm-hmm. So when you want to say that someone's dishonest, think a little bit longer about what are they? How would you describe them? Are they sneaky? Are they manipulative? Or are they deceptive? Are they deceiving people all the time? Mm-hmm. And then when someone is honest, I mean, what are some more nuanced ways that we could describe that kind of person, Michelle?
Trustworthy, loyal, dependable.
Yeah. Very nice. I prefer that those three. Rather than the first three.
Those are the good ones.
Those are the good ones. All right, guys. So we want you to come back to our blog, come back to episode 377. So type in the search bar at allyoursenglish.com 377 and write us some example sentences of people that you know who you could describe these people with these words: sneaky, manipulative, deceptive, loyal, trustworthy, and dependable. Give us some of your own examples. Michelle, any final thoughts before we close up shop today?
We hope that, I don't know, that you all come into contact with trustworthy and loyal and dependable people and that you have a great day.
All right. Very nice. Good way to end it. Thanks for hanging out, Michelle. I'm going to go back to the beach now.
Okay. Enjoy.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you are taking your IELTS exam this summer, get our free IELTS cheat sheet, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to the All Ears English podcast on your smartphone. See you soon.